Well, let me add my welcome to Rick's. If you are new here this morning, my name is Barry Smith. I'm the pastor at Connection Point, and you ended up running into a God moment with us. And we don't have moments like that super often, but when we do, we don't want to waste them. And we're just grateful that we're not alone when we go through these sorts of difficulties. We have God who is ever present, and he's given us the body that strengthens us and stands with us. Well, this morning is a special morning because this morning we are going to install our very first elders. God has blessed us. Yeah. He's blessed us, and he's called and he's equipped two men so far to serve as our first elders. And today we're officially installing Roger Widmer and Mark Henry as we're calling them provisional elders, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's a good thing. But these are men of integrity, and they exhibit the qualifications that the Scripture requires for the biblical office of elder, found in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 and 1 Peter 5. And you say, Barry, what's provisional? Well, we're in a brand new stage as a church. And when you're new, everything's happening for the first time, and some things happen slightly out of the ordinary. And one of those things that happens very carefully is when you bring people on who can actually vote you out of the church. Not that Mark and Roger are going to vote me, but we haven't, normally you would have a track record with guys for longer than we've had. And every indication we've got indicates that God has been calling these two men to this post, and I have no reason to think that this is not going to go well. But we've decided for the next year, we're going to keep meeting, we're going to keep discussing different doctrinal things to make sure we're on the same page, because eldership's not only about being called, it's also being called to that particular place. And so we know that these men have a calling as elders, and we're actually about to affirm that, but we want the next year to have an opportunity to just prove that and confirm that, where they have an opportunity as they get to know me to say in their heart, yes, we want to be in this long term. And also I have an opportunity and the church has an opportunity to recognize, yeah, we think this is going well. Let's make this long term. Does that make sense? So when you do this, it's just good to move slow. And that's the counsel that we've been given, is to move slow. But I want people around me who can already begin to challenge me and shepherd me. If there's only one elder, who shepherds the one elder? And so I need accountability around me, and I need guys around me who will pour into me, and Mark and Roger have been doing that. And so we're going to bring them on, and they're actually going to be official elders. And then if things go the way we think, we'll actually ordain them a year from now so they could perform weddings and funerals and things like that. So I would like to read, and specifically Mark and Roger, I'm reading this to you, but I'd like the church to hear this as well. There's two passages that tell us what is required of an elder. There's actually a couple, but I'm reading two. The first one's in Titus. Titus chapter 1 says this. These are who you should appoint as elders. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination. For an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent, or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. 1 Peter gives a charge to elders. He writes this, "So I exhort the fellow elders among you, as an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders." Before I have them come forward, I'd like to read one more quote, and this one is from a book on eldership by Alexander Strauch, and he writes this: when we consider Paul's example and that of our Lord's, we must agree that biblical elders do not dictate, they direct. True elders do not command the consciences of their brethren, but appeal to their brethren to faithfully follow God's word. Out of love, true elders suffer and bear the brunt of difficult people and problems so that the lambs are not bruised. They bear the misunderstanding and sins of others so that the assembly may live in peace. They lose sleep so that others may rest. They make personal sacrifices of time and energy for the welfare of others. They see themselves as men under authority. They depend on God for wisdom and help, not on their own power and cleverness. They face the false teachers' fierce attacks. They guard the community's liberty and freedom in Christ so that the saints are encouraged to develop their gifts, to mature, and to serve one another. In summary, using Paul's great love chapter, which we are just about to start preaching on, we can say that a servant elder is patient, is kind, and is not jealous. A servant elder does not brag. A servant elder is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek his own glory. A servant elder is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. A servant elder bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Mark and Roger, I'd like to invite you at this time to come forward. Just both stand right here. So Mark and Roger, do you commit yourself to shepherd this body with truth, love, and grace? And if so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you commit to be a man of the word and prayer as you seek to watch over your own soul so that you are able to faithfully shepherd this body and keep watch over their souls? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you solemnly declare that with the assistance of God's grace, you will carry out faithfully the duties of an elder to this congregation? And if so, answer, with God's help, I do.
With God's help, I do.
I know we just invited people forward to lay hands on someone, but in the scripture, people were commissioned by the laying on of hands. And so, Rick, I'd like to invite you to come forward, and Rick and I are going to say a prayer, just inviting God's grace and commissioning them into God's service. But if anyone else maybe wants to come forward, this is kind of a family moment. These are our elders. And I'm not just saying these are your elders. These are my elders. These are the people that God has called to pastor us. And they need our prayer. I need your prayer. So, Rick, if you'd like to start, and anyone else can come forward, and you can say silent prayers, and Rick and I will say prayers on the mic.
Father, we thank you so much for your church and growing.
Rick, I'm sorry. I would like Brenda and Carol to be a part of this. It was a great start to your prayer. You could do a little bit better, though, so I'm giving you around a second opportunity. Yeah, let's ask this. And so then, if some of you might not have wanted to lay hands on Roger or Mark, but now that Carol and Brenda are up here, you might have changed your mind. So you are invited up as well. I'm sorry. So, all right, Rick, you get take two.
God, we thank you for your work in the church. Lord, we thank you that God is a family. We're not people who are perfect. Lord, you're perfect. And God, we need men in this church to help guide us and lead us by your word, by your power, and Lord, by being accountable to one another. God, I thank you for Barry, that he recognizes what the scriptures teach about a plurality of elders, God, that he is not infallible, that only you are, and that, Lord, we need each other, and he has two men in his world now who I have a great deal of confidence in knowing them for years now, that, God, these men, while imperfect, see that you are perfect and are striving towards that. And, Lord, so through this year, I pray that you would solidify that call in their lives, Lord, that you would grow this church in only ways that you can, and whatever that looks like as they lead this place. And Lord, I pray for Barry as he steps into this new chapter as well, that God, he would grow in his ability to lead in a group, and that, Father, there would be a unified front, God, of leadership. Lord, how great it is to know that you are our head shepherd, that you are the king, and that, God, we have three men of God who together in humility and servanthood, God, without an overbearing mentality at all, are serving your church, yes. Lord, through leadership, and that their disposition is one of humility and dependence on you. And God, I know that leadership is what then paints the picture for the rest of an organization or a church or a group to follow. And so, Lord, it makes me so excited to know that these are the three that you have placed here, because I know that that leadership will dictate the reality of who we are as a congregation, and that then will be who we are to the world. And so, Father, I pray that we would follow well, that we would lift these men up in prayer and encouragement, God, because they are on the front lines of the attacks of the enemy, on the attacks of your church. And Lord, I pray that we would stand with them and for them, God. And we thank you so much for what you're doing and will continue to do in and through this place.
Yes. God, I pray for Roger and Carol and for Mark and Brenda. And God, I ask that since you're calling them to this, Lord, that you would gift them equal to the task that you are calling them to. God, I ask that they would see increase in the spiritual gifts that you've given them. God, I ask that they'd see increase in their ability to teach, increase in their ability to serve with wisdom, increase in their ability to understand your word, increase. God, would you take them deeper? Lord, I know my own experience planting a church, certain things I thought I couldn't do, I wasn't equipped to do. All of a sudden, I found that you were strengthening me to do those things I had not been in the past. And God, I pray for Mark and Roger that the same sort of things would happen. Lord, they can look at the gaps in their own gifting, but we also know that you call people that are not enough and that you become our sufficiency. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for all four of these people that are here, because they are all part of our leadership team. And God, we ask that your spirit would equip them and gift them, and you would strengthen them to do the work that you've called them to do. God, I ask that you'd awaken passions in their heart that they didn't know they had. Lord, I ask that you'd give them resiliency that they didn't know that they had. Lord, I ask that you give them a love for this congregation that, yes, they love the church, but like, where did this come from? Surprising, overwhelming, self-sacrificing, so that, as Peter says, they can serve not out of compulsion, but willingly, and not just human strength willingly. God, I ask that there is a Holy Spirit willingness to lay down their life that compels them. And God, I ask for our church that we would respond, that we would be a people who follow well, that we would be a people who respect Mark and Roger and Brenda and Carol. And God, I ask that you'd grow them. Lord, that they would forgive us, that we would forgive them. And Lord, I ask that this would be good for our congregation. Lord, elders are a gift to the body, and I wish we had 30 of them. Lord, if you are calling 30, we welcome it. Eldership is a gift to the body, and we are grateful for these men, God. And we are grateful for their wives. And we ask your blessing on their family. We ask that you'd protect them this next year. We ask that you'd help them to kind of learn the ropes quickly as they get their feet under them. And Lord, we ask that this transition would happen with unity and it would strengthen the church. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Mark and Roger, on behalf of Connection Point Church, I pronounce that you have been affirmed and installed as elders and brothers according to the authority given to me by God and by this church as a lead pastor and an elder. It is with great joy and honor that I present you as elders of Connection Point Church.